Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my podcast, You Get Rich with Attitude, Not Money. You get success and freedom with attitude, not money. It's get happy first, then the money, and everything else that you believe will make you happy naturally comes to you. My name is Zakaran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. If you enjoy this podcast, please share it with your friends and come visit me at Zakaran.com for lots of goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality to create whatever you want. All right, so here we go. You get rich with attitude, not money. You get success and freedom and anything else that you want with your attitude, not necessarily with money. Most people believe that you need money to make money, and you need expertise and skill and talent or luck or connections, etc., etc., in order to succeed. And most people believe that you must work hard to make money and prove your worth, and especially work hard to get rich and struggle, etc., etc. But they're all wrong. The only way to get rich and become financially free and achieve success is with your attitude, with a positive, abundant, and joyful mindset. And without a happy, positive mindset, even if you stumble into wealth somehow, like winning the lottery or inheritance or whatever, you won't be happy, and the riches will become a burden, or you'll just lose it all, like typically lottery winners usually do, because you don't have the attitude of success and abundance. Unlike most educated people believe, you don't get rich just throwing money at businesses or investments. Look at Steve Jobs and Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, they both started with nothing. Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak started Apple Computers in their garage. Zuckerberg started Facebook in his college dormitory. Do you think a college student had money? Colonel Sanders had absolutely nothing. All he had was a chicken recipe and a burning desire. And now KFC is now worth $8.5 billion. Richard Branson began his career by creating a student magazine. And then he got 100 pounds to get that going. John Paul DeJoria of the Paul Mitchell hair care line began his business with a $700 loan. He didn't even have $700 to his name. He is now worth $3.1 billion. Ralph Lauren began his career selling ties and is now worth $7.2 billion. The list of people who started with nothing and all they had was a burning desire for success, and the list of people who became immensely successful and rich just from that burning desire and having nothing goes on and on and on and on, which proves my point that you don't need money to make money. You need attitude and a desire. And every day I'm contacting people to try to show them a way where they can literally become financially free in 2 to a maximum of 6 years with very little money to start out. No expertise, no education, no financial education, no skills, no college degrees. You don't even have to have a bloody high school degree. And the ones with just an abundant, open, joyful, success-oriented attitude, regardless of whether they have that success yet or not, the ones with a rich attitude, whether they got the riches yet or not, say yes, and they achieve that success. And the ones with negative, limited, lack-oriented, scarcity-oriented attitude, who have limited beliefs, such as, you must work hard for your money, honey, and it takes money to make money, and it's too good to be true, etc., etc. With those kind of attitudes, well, they say no, of course, and continue to struggle because of that limited attitude. Because it's attitude that makes you money and makes you successful and makes you free and makes you rich, not money. The road to success is get happy first. Then everything that makes you happy will naturally come to you through attraction. The road to success and wealth and riches is get excited, get a burning desire, and enjoy the adventure of creating those desires into your life, those dreams into your life, and then your desires and your dreams will naturally manifest from that excitement and from that joy. You don't need money to get rich, because money is just a result of a rich attitude. Get that? It's a result. It's not something, it's not a seed. Money's not a seed. You can use it as a seed, but the biggest seed is your attitude. If you develop a rich mindset, you will be rich in joy and rich in attitude, and you will attract riches on countless levels. And not just money. Your relationships will be rich. You will experience the riches of nature. You'll attract amazing experiences with nature and animals. You'll have a richness of health and a richness of clarity. And a richness of confidence, and a richness of generosity, etc., etc., and a richness of connection to source, to God, if you will. Riches and wealth and abundance and prosperity is not just about money. Having a ton of money is not necessarily being rich. If you're a greedy Scrooge who experiences no joy in life, no matter how much money you've got, you are poor. You're poor in mind and poor in heart. You're more poor than the bum on the street who at least enjoys his freedom. The trap that most people fall into is they let physical reality limit them. They allow what they see to limit them by just reacting to what they see and what they experience. They let appearances limit their attitudes. They look at their lives and compare themselves to rich movie stars or successful musicians or athletes or business people, etc. And they struggle to imagine being successful. And especially struggle to imagine being rich. And even struggle to imagine being happy, because the jump from where they are to where they want to be is too big. And where they usually are is they're unhappy. And where they want to jump to is somehow illusory place of riches and success where they'll finally be happy. Well, it doesn't work that way. You got to get happy first. Humanity has been trained to be greedy consumers who desire success and freedom. And so they use credit cards to buy things that give them the appearance and the feeling, the temporary feeling of success. But ultimately, that kind of way of living, if you want to call it, just sabotages their success and freedom. Because now that useless trapping of supposed success is now a debt that they will now have to pay for the rest of their lives, more than likely. I see people spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars every month, even thousands and thousands of dollars every month, on cars and houses and clothes and dinners and entertainment, etc., that gives them a temporary feeling of joy and success. It's sort of like a drug. They need a new thing, a new shiny thing to give them that hit. Most people are like drug addicts. They're consumer drug addicts. But ultimately, that kind of attitude and way of living just digs them deeper and deeper into the pit of debt. And then they have to work harder and harder and harder to pay for the interest on that debt and financing their false beliefs that they are somehow building something, but it's all a lie. Because all of those things are not generating an income. They are liabilities, not assets. And that includes their house. Contrary to what lot of people will tell you a house you live in is a liability. It is not an asset. If you have a house that you rent out that gives you a positive income after all expenses are paid, after the mortgage is paid, all the taxes, all the et cetera is now paid, and you are making an income, now that is an asset. So how do you get a house or an apartment or whatever you can rent out or receive some sort of steady passive income from every month? Does it take money? Well, it appears it does. It appears that you need money to get the house or the deal or the business or whatever that's going to earn you a passive income. You need money to pay the banker. You need money to buy the product, to sell, etc. But how do you get that money to pay the banker? Well, you get it with your attitude. How do you get the money to buy the house? You get it with your attitude. Now, I have another way to provide you a monthly passive income. And that passive income can be as large as you like. There's no limits whatsoever. I can show you how to create, on the bottom end, a $60,000 a year passive income in just 6 years. And I can show you how to speed that up to just a couple of years. And I can show you how to make a lot more than $60,000 per year. I can show you how to make $1 million a year if that is something that you would like to have in your life. So, and how could you do that? How could you make a passive income of $60,000 or hundreds of thousands of dollars or even millions of dollars every year? Is it the business or the opportunity? Yes, that's the physical representation of it, but that's step two. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Step one is your attitude. You got to get the attitude first. The attitude brings you the opportunity. If your attitude is disbelief and limitation and lack and struggle and work hard and prove your worth and get good at that, study, expertise, etc., or if your attitude is, that's too good to be true, etc., etc., then you're not even going to see what I have to offer, even though it's right in your face. Or even if you do get in, your lack of self-belief and lack of openness will sabotage your success, and things will take a long time, and you'll get impatient and get distracted by some other shiny thing, and you'll forget about the thing that could have taken you to your dreams. But you let it slip through your fingers because you didn't have a success and wealth mindset. And then other people came along and they stole your dream from you and told you, oh, that's no good, that's a scam, etc. The point is, if you keep arguing for limitations, including your own limitations, then you will most certainly keep living those limitations. If you argue for limitations, that's going to be your life, a limited life. But if you can start instead to focus solely on abundance and pay no attention to supposed limitations and conditions like your supposed lack of money, then you will most certainly be living the abundance and joy and freedom that you desire. And you get there with attitude. You get there with a positive success mindset. So whatever you want to be, do, or have in your life, it's attitude that will create it. It's feeling and vibration that will create it. It's your joy that will create whatever you want that you believe will make you happy. Because the only reason you want anything is you believe it will make you happy. So let's cut out the middleman, shall we? Cut out the middleman and get happy regardless of conditions, regardless of the conditions in your life, the lack of what you want, and then you will have what you really want, which is, number one, to be happy. Regardless if you physically have what you want yet that you believe will make you happy. And the side benefit of that joy and happiness and excitement that those things that you believe will make you happy, just naturally, the side benefit is those things that make you happy will naturally manifest as a result of your natural state of joy and happiness and excitement. So it's get happy first. It's attitude first. It's attitude of wealth first. It's get excited first. It's get excited. And then the money will naturally come. It's attitude of abundance first. It's excitement about possibility, the inevitability of abundance first. Then the physical representations of abundance, wealth, and success will naturally come to you. It's be loving first, then the representations, the physical manifestations of love, like loving relationships, will naturally come to you. It's be free in mind and heart, and then the representations of freedom, like money and wealth and riches and time freedom, and fun things to play with, and fun things to do, and fun people to play with, naturally come to you. And amazing opportunities that help you create that wealth naturally come to you. You attract them naturally, like the amazing opportunity that I have available for you to create a passive income, to create a financial freedom lifestyle for yourself, to come to you. And all you have to do is say yes. Just say yes. Say, I want to be free. I want success. I want freedom. I want wealth. I want to be rich. I want joy. I want excitement. I want an amazing, joyful, abundant, exciting, adventurous, and fun life where I have the freedom to do what I want whenever I want. And I can show you how to create that. Just go to ilovefreedom.info or send me a message on Facebook. Find me easy to find. There's only one Zakiran Shihan on planet Earth, and that's me. So find me, send me a message, and I will show you a short video how to create the life of your dreams, literally. So just be open. Just have an open mind. Have an open mind and an open heart and allow the blessings to come to you. Because the entire universe wants to provide you all the blessings that you want to come to you. The entire universe is conspiring for you, not against you, as a lot of people believe. The entire universe wants you to succeed and wants you to be happy and wealthy and healthy and have everything and be everything that you want to be and do everything you want to do. And you don't have to prove your worth to the universe to receive it. In fact, that blocks it from coming to you. All you have to do is have an open mind and an open heart and just allow and receive. And all you have to do next is just take action. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. Let's get you on the road to freedom. That's ilovefreedom.info. So, thanks for watching this video. If you got something from it, share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Help your friends also achieve success and freedom. And have an amazing, joyful, fun life. And come visit me at zakiran.com for more self-empowering podcasts and videos and audios and articles and books to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator to create whatever you want in your life. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!